Did I'd ever lose your love you? Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
Sit a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent, like $14, having 27 cents. So dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? They say a rose is red and violets are purple, and sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Lord preserve us and protect us. Mando Richard has Whiskey Before Breakfast. Tune in to WRCT's Folk and Bluegrass Show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. You'll hear a wide range of folk music, traditional and contemporary fiddle tunes and songs galore. Be sure to catch WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast at 11 a.m. Wednesdays right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, or streaming WRCT.org.
The first First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Thank you. trees one night. I was an alien, turned out to be just God. Thank you.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
My love, will I love you so? won't you leave it to me? Don't ever be ashamed if you'll give me a chance. I'll take care of everything. You know your troubles I'll share.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Thank you. long, long, long.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. Discover more helpful tips and resources at fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
Thank you. play my love with dynamite, dynamite, dynamite. Ah! Did you say I made you feel all right?
I sleep kinda hard. I might even forget what went on in the dark. But seem like to me, girl, I heard you say early this morning, about the break of day.
Did you say my love was dynamite, dynamite, dynamite? Did you say I made you feel alright?
Oh yes, yes.
Did you say my love was dynamite, dynamite, dynamite?
Now I remember putting a quart in this old hotel bed to get the good old vibration from your feet to your head. But it's easy to assume in a hotel room that's been used over and over by the brides and grooms.
Didn't you say my love was dynamite, dynamite, dynamite? Ah! Didn't you say I made you feel alright?
You know what to say. You make me feel so good. Now my dreams are wild, sometimes like a child. Dream I had everything, but wake up with nothing but a smile. But deep down inside, I kind of feel the way you smiling, girl, last night was for real.
Did you say my love was dynamite, dynamite, dynamite? Say I made you feel alright. Did you say my love was dynamite, dynamite, dynamite? Did you say we'd do it again tonight? Did you say my love was dynamite, dynamite?
all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk,
let's start today with the prosecution of Dr. Anthony Fauci, which is not a thing and it won't be, and he won't be prosecuted. But it is a really interesting sort of entry point or lens into what the House of Representatives has become under the control of Republicans that started in January on the basis of Republicans winning control in November of 2022, not of the Senate, but yes, of the House of Representatives. Everything of note that the Republican-controlled House of Representatives has involved itself in publicly since they've taken over has been a joke, and in some cases has actually backfired completely. The hearings on the weaponization of government, humiliation, just pathetic humiliation. The hearings about big tech and Hunter Biden and so on, just an embarrassment, a global embarrassment to the extent that the rest of the world is paying attention to this nonsense. But importantly, virtue signaling for the small group of people that care, including the members of Congress that treat hearings as a way to audition to be on Hannity or Tucker's shows later that day. Fine. There is a sort of persistent phrase that won't go away from the lexicon, as my chair collapses, from the lexicon of some on the right, which is prosecute Fauci. Yes, Dr. Anthony Fauci, now 82 years old, has been working for the government in a health role for quite literally decades. They want to prosecute him, and many of them are saying, forget about prosecute, jail Fauci, imprison Fauci. Okay, why do they want to do that? I don't really know. And we're going to look at a clip of CNN's Jim Acosta asking Dr. Fauci, what do you think about, you know, Elon Musk tweeting, my pronouns are prosecute Fauci. What do you think about the people calling to prosecute you? And Fauci says, I don't know what they would prosecute me for.
The thing I wanted to ask you is, you know, you've been vilified on the far right. I know you know that.
Yeah.
And we've seen Elon Musk tweet that his pronouns, he's the owner of Twitter, that his pronouns are prosecute Fauci. Others in the GOP have talked about arresting you and prosecuting you for your handling of COVID. What's your response to that, your response to Musk, and what has that been like for your family?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's no response to that craziness, Jim. I mean, prosecute me for what? What are they talking about? I mean, I wish I could figure out what the heck they were talking about. I think they're just going off the deep end.
Yes.
That's the answer to your first question. It doesn't make any sense to say something like that, and it actually is irresponsible. Of course, it's going to have a difficult effect and a deleterious effect on my family. I mean, they don't like to have me getting death threats all
right.
the time. Every time somebody gets up and spouts some nonsense that's misinformation, disinformation, and outright lies, somebody somewhere decides they want to do harm to me and or my family. So that's the part about it that is really unfortunate. The rest of it is just insanity, the things they're saying. But it does have a negative effect when people take it seriously and take it out on you and your family, which is the reason why I still have to have protection, which is really unfortunate.
It's not only unfortunate that Dr. Fauci needs security at this stage of the game or at any stage of the game. It's insane that the right has allowed themselves to be led down this absurd path wherein a doctor who simply is trying to do what's best to most to save and help the largest number of people possible has become not only the target of like, oh, he might have been wrong about certain things at certain points. Oh, OK. All right. Well, we could talk about that. But this is a criminal. This is an evil person. He created COVID, which is one that's been floating around. And of course, that he should be prosecuted. Now, let's play it out. Out of curiosity, I did some research to try to figure out what exactly do they want Dr. Fauci prosecuted for? I don't know how many of you know this. I mean, before I tell you, what would you guess they want him prosecuted for? It seems that the most